You're with SBS Radio.
My name is Jessica Collins, and I'm the co-founder and director of North Star Serbia. And through North Star Serbia, I run The Workshop, which is an educational and recreational space for refugees based in Belgrade, Serbia.
The number of refugees worldwide is something like 70 million. I think that's what the UN released a couple of days ago. Could you tell us a little bit more about what percentage of displaced people are actually in Serbia at the moment?
So currently, Serbia has registered roughly 3,500 refugees or asylum seekers or migrants under the UNHCR. That's what they've stated. And currently, those refugees are really displaced throughout the country. So from all the way down to Preševo up to, you know, Šid or Subotica, those refugees are kind of all throughout at the moment.
Your organization is based where?
So we started out in Niš, and now actually mostly we work in Belgrade.
What are your key roles in the community?
So basically, as the situation started to change, at first we were focused on providing emergency aid to refugees as they were, you know, in 2015, they were passing through on a daily basis, you know, and only being within the country for 24 to 72 hours. But now we have some students or refugees in our classrooms that stay for up to one, two, three years. So we are focused on providing education and also providing a space where they can come and be outside of the camp and get a little bit of a break from that camp life, where they can really kind of, interact with locals and also volunteers from abroad and gain different perspectives and gain some education.
And what's the background of the people that are coming through Serbia? Where are they coming from? And you mentioned that before the situation was that they were sort of passing through, but now they're needing more local support. But where are they coming from? And what was their sort of goal in mind when they ended up in Serbia?
So it has changed over time. So in 2015, I think it was predominantly Syrians that were coming through, but you also saw people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. But now the majority of our population of students are Afghans. So there you see a lot of people who are fleeing the conflict in Afghanistan. You see families that have left, but also single men. And the reason they leave, you know, as single men is usually to avoid being enlisted in the Taliban or in the military there. So a lot of people that we see are fleeing the conflicts in the Middle East.
They're fleeing conflict in their countries. That's obviously facing a lot of persecution. But they're coming into Serbia, where the situation is not maybe as ideal it would be in countries like America and Australia, where there are internal issues on the local level. How does this impact relations with refugees, both in terms of as an organization trying to work within Serbia and cooperate with the government, or in terms of cooperation with locals and integrating these people with the community?
Well, Serbia, it's an interesting space for refugees to be in, because traditionally it was a transit country. And I think most people would say it still is a transit country, but because of regulations that the EU has put in place, refugees haven't been able to pass through so easily to reach, you know, Germany or whatever the destination country may be. So I think Serbia has become this space of limbo, where you have a lot of people that want to move forward, but it's very difficult to do so. In Serbia, they've integrated students into the school system. The camp lives have become more and more established with the support of UNHCR, IOM, and then smaller organizations such as us and others. So I think actually a lot of refugees speak very positively about their experience in Serbia, their interactions with the government, with police, and with other organizations. They've really found a space that may not be their destination or their end destination, but where they can really learn things, really interact with people, and kind of pause before they try and move forward again.
Would you say that at the moment the biggest issue or the biggest challenge that they're facing is that integration on a local level, or do you still think that the main goal in mind is to get the refugees in Serbia off to another destination within Europe?
I think the main goal for most is to continue forward to Europe. To, you know, a lot of them have family in Europe, and they usually left Afghanistan or Syria, you know, wherever they may be from, the origin, wanting to reach family. So, but when the borders closed, you know, because of EU policies, they got stuck. So a lot of them still really hope to reach that point where their family is.
And coming back to the work of your organization, what are some of the community projects that you put in place? I know you spoke about education programs and the something you mentioned, the workshop, but could you just speak a little bit more in detail about an example of what exactly you do within a community?
So we established the workshop in April of 2017, so it's been 2 years, and we are right in the center of Belgrade, near Hotel Moskva, and we teach English, Serbian, German, and French to students. So this is usually, we have some students that they're in Serbian school, so they come and they want to learn more Serbian, and so they can excel more in their studies. Then we have other students that already have a strong foundation in English, so they want to continue that. And then German or French based off of what they want their destination country to be. In addition to that, we also teach math, geography, and sometimes a bit of history, depending on the strengths of some of our volunteers. And we also have recreational activities. So art classes, computer classes, depending on the volunteers that we have at the moment. We'll teach things like that. And then sometimes we do some activities where they visit different museums in Serbia to learn more about the art or the history and the culture of Serbia.
And what do you find is the reaction of people in Serbia? You know, how is there a relationship going between the students that are coming in and those that are trying to help out? How is the local community sort of getting behind this, or are they not? You know, what's the situation looking like there?
Yeah, so we've had a really nice experience in our center in that we've had probably 50% Serbian staff and 50% foreign staff and volunteers as well. And we've had really nice engagement from different faculties throughout Serbia. Faculty of Philosophy, Faculty of Political Science in Serbia has really engaged with us. And we've had volunteers from both faculties. So I've found the experience to be very, very positive. And I think because of the history of Serbia, they're very empathetic to the situation that these refugees are in. So really, the students that have come in and volunteered with us to, you know, help teach these refugees, they've just kind of shared so much with one another and learned a lot from one another and really just been very opening and wanted to show the refugee students the culture of Serbia and the food and the music and everything like that. So it's been a really positive and beautiful experience to see.
What are you sort of looking for going forward? What help and what would you like people to maybe contribute or to know about the organization that would help its work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're always looking for volunteers to come to our space and to volunteer to teach either English or Serbian, German or French, like I said. Or engage in any other way. And then we're always also looking for donations or any sort of, whether it be financial support or even support in the way of donations of books or something like that, is always really helpful and very appreciated by our students and staff.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.